Good morning, everyone. Hope you all are doing well. Today's the 25th of January, and as you can probably hear, I'm a little under the weather this morning, so I've asked Mark to read the first chapter of Colossians for us. I don't think we can ever listen to this chapter too much. Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, Timotheus, our brother, the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, under Colossae. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which ye have to all the saints, the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come unto you, as it is in all the world, to bring forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love and spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increase the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, and to all patience, long-suffering, and joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. The image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him are all things created are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible. Though they be thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the head, the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father unto him, should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things in himself, by him I say, whether they be in things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh to death, to present you holy and blameable and fruitful in his sight. If ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature that is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and filled up that which was left behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which had been hid for ages and for generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that you may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Wherein too I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. So the theme of this chapter is all things are made by Christ and for Christ. God bless.